We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Geirim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chof. The last words that Rav Nosson Zal spoke about in the previous paragraph, he mentioned a term that he's been using several times throughout this halacha, this concept of bringing the Mishpat to light. And we say, this is the Lashon that we use in our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that Hashem should be Moitzi Mishpotenu Lo'oyer. Hashem should bring our Mishpot to light. Now, in paragraph Chof, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hine ikra Mishpot hu bayoyim. The main time when courts sit in judgment is by day. Ki ein donin balayla. Because we know the Gemara says, as a general rule, the courts do not sit in session at night. Elo bigmar din, unless they're involved in finishing up a judgment, they've already been sitting for hours or day, whatever it is, and it's a matter of bringing out the gmar din. Oy im nisratzu habaleidinim, or if both litigants agreed, they both agreed for whatever reason, they're going to be traveling, they're going away or something, they have to have it at this and this time, so they both agreed it should be by night. Ukamaisha kosuv, as the pasuk says, Beis David dinu laboiker mishpat. The house of David should judge in the morning their judgment. V'alkein nikro hamishpat oir. And this is also where we find that there are psukim where they refer to the mishpat, to judgment and justice, as light. Kama shekosuv u'mishpotecho oir yetze. Your judgment will come forth with light. Ki hamishpot hu bechinas oyer yoim, because mishpot is related to the light of day. Ki hamishpot hu bechinas chochmo u'moichin kanal, because judgment is related to the brain, to moichin, to be able to think clearly. Shezehu bechinas oyer yoim, that's related to daylight. Ki balaylo hu histalkus hadas kiyadua, because nighttime is usually referred to as a time when the das leaves, when a person goes to sleep, the moichin leave, darkness. Light is always an inyan of chachma, chachma sodom to'ir ponov. There are many psukim that show that chachma moichin is an inyan of oyer. Laylo is histalkus oyer. V'alkein ikra mishpot bayoim, and for this reason, mishpot, the real mishpot, is usually by day. V'alkein ikar hisgalus hadas sheyucha lechalkel dvorov b'mishpot ho ikar hu bayoim. And this is why the main time when there is a revelation of das that would enable a person to put mishpot into his words is by day. U'kishimagia halaylo, whereas when nighttime comes, V'oz nisoyeru kol gardinei nimusim v'chol haklipois, and that's a time when the different forces of tuma and klipois come out of their dens. That's when they're prevalent. V'oz yoyrei bechinas hamalchus shehu bechinas kisei kovoid bechinas kisei amishpotanal, and then at night time, the malchus of Hashem, which is sometimes referred to as the Shekhinah, which is sometimes referred to as the throne of Hashem, the Kisei HaKovod, which is sometimes referred to as Kisei Mishpot. All of these terms they all go together. They go down Le'imke HaKlipos. The Malchus, the Shekhinah, goes all the way down into the domain of the Sitrachra, into the depths of the Klipos, Levarer Mishom Birurim, to try to sort out, to try to search for sparks of Kedusha that are ready to be taken out, that can be taken out. Umachmas She'oz Mizgabren Hachitzoyin Ma'oid, and because of the fact that at night is a time when the Sitrachra is strongest and the Klipois are strongest, they are very powerful at that time. Alkein ein bonu koyach lesorfam ulachniyom alidei bechinas hamishpot shelonu. Therefore, we on earth do not have the ability with our courts, with our batei mishpot, to be machnia the forces of tuma, the forces of the sitrachra at night time. At night, the sitrachra, the klipois, are so powerful that our standard mishpot that we have in our court system is not powerful enough to stand up to the forces of the Sitra Achra at night. That's why we don't have, that's why courts are not in session at night. V'alkein balaylo huzman shena. That's why nighttime is a time of sleep. Shehu histalkus hadas, which means that the das leaves, histalkus hamishpot, and the mishpot leaves. The mishpot is closed at night. The batei mishpot are closed. Dahainu shonu mesalken hamishpot meitonu. We remove the mishpot from ourselves. We say we are not qualified now to be doing mishpot. Nighttime, the forces of the Sitra Achra, the Tumah, is so powerful that we realize that our mishpat is not going to be strong enough to stand up to it. Therefore, we are not going to do our batei mishpat at that time. Ki ein koyach b'mishpat lahachnia, because the mishpat, our mishpat, is not powerful enough to work against the forces of the Sitra Achra at night when they are most powerful. So what do we do instead? Rak onu moisrin hamishpat laHashem yizborach, but rather we give over the mishpat to Hashem. We realize, we recognize that we are not qualified to be doing mishpat at this time. We can't. So therefore, we're closing our batei mishpat and we're telling Hashem, we're giving over the mishpat to you. Shehu biatzmoi yase bohem mishpat kosu, that Hashem himself should do the required mishpat with the Sitra Achra that's needed to be machnia the Sitra Achra and to rescue whatever sparks of kedusha can be rescued from there. Veze bechinas mashanu imrim koidem hashena, and this is why one of the most important psukim that we say before going to sleep, mamish, right before, after Kriya Shema Lamita, after everything, the final words that a person says before going to sleep are this pasuk, biyodcho afkid ruchi, podiso oisi Hashem, kel emes. Biyodcho afkid ruchi, Hashem, I'm giving over my spirit into your yad. Rav Nosson Zal says, biyodcho daiko, we're telling Hashem, that Hashem, we can't use our yodayim now. We're giving ourselves over into your yad. She'anu moisrim hamishpot biatzmoi. We're giving over the mishpot itself. V'hamishpot hu bechinas yad. Mishpot is associated with yad. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'soiches b'mishpot yodi. My hand holds on to the mishpot. So therefore, so we give it over into Hashem's hands. Shashem yizborach bi'atzmoi yase bohem mishpot. That Hashem himself should do the proper mishpot that needs to be done with the Sitra Achra. Bibchinas, like another pasuk says, ki hamishpot leloikim hu, because justice is Hashem's. Mishpot is Hashem's. So we know Hashem has a very important role to play in mishpot. So when we're able to do mishpot during the daytime, we do mishpot also. We have our courts and we try to conduct mishpot. But when the Sitra Achra is too strong at night, we don't dare to challenge it ourselves at that time. We give over the mishpot into Hashem's hands. Vazai, Hashem Yisborach biatzmoi mamshich koyach hamishpot lebechinas malchus. And then Hashem himself shines mishpot into the malchus. He empowers the malchus with the mishpot that it needs to be able to do the job that it wants to do. Shehu bechinas heichal hakodesh hanal. The malchus is, another word for the malchus here is the heichal hakodesh. Rav Nosson saying the Heichal HaKodesh is also the Shechina, the Malchus. Bechinas Kisi Hanal, that throne. Shehu Bechinas Shem Hanal, which we said is also referred to as the name of Hashem. Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Loilam Ved. Shem, Kevoid, Malchus, Shechina, Kisei, all of those are on the same channel. All of those are the same thing. Bechinas Igula, we said that the Shem corresponded to the letter Samach. Remember, we spoke about the Mem and Samach earlier, the Mem and Samach of the Luchos. And the Igula, the round, was the Malchus because of the Pasuk Shishim Heima Malachos. 60, they are Malchus. And Shishim is the letter Samach. V'oz HaMalchus Mekabeles Koyach HaMishpot. So then, now the Malchus receives the Mishpot from whom? From Hashem. Hashem himself shines mishpat into the malchus. V'yoredes b'koyach hamishpat. Now we said before we mentioned in this paragraph that another word for mishpat was seichel, moichin, right? That's why we said it's by day. Another word for mishpat is Yaakov Avinu. There's a famous pasuk, mishpat utzedaka beYaakov, and there are other pasukim that connect Yaakov with mishpat. It's brought, Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moran, in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran, that mishpat is called in the Zohar HaKadosh Amuda Dam Tzeisa, the middle path. Because mishpat is the ultimate mishpat is making a compromise between two opposites, right? Two people come into court, he's screaming, he's right, he's screaming, he's right. The ultimate mishpat is to somehow make a shalom between them, make a compromise, bring them together. So you have chesed, you have gvura, and you have tiferes. Tiferes is the in-between between chesed and gvura. Chesed is Avram Avinu, Gvura is Yitzchak Avinu, Tiferes is Yaakov Avinu. This is a very well-known item. Tiferes is Yaakov, and Mishpat is Yaakov. Like we said before, Mishpat Utztoka B'Yaakov. So here we're talking about Hashem shining Mishpat into the Malchus, meaning he's shining that light of Tiferes, that Seichel, that Moichim, that originates in higher places. It originates in Chachma, wherever, and it moves down to Tiferes, and there it takes on the form of Mishpat, and then Hashem shines this Mishpat into the Malchus. He's shining a light from above, from Tiferes. That's where the Moichin are right now. That's where the Seichel is now in the form of Mishpat. He's shining that into the Malchus to empower the Malchus to do what it does at nighttime. The Malchus, the Shechina, the Kisei, that's the one who goes into the place of the Sitra Achra. The Malchus is the lowest level within Kedusha, right? It's number 10, all the way down the ladder. The Malchus drops further down. It goes into the basement, into the place of the Sitra Achra, to try to see what sparks of Kedusha it can extract from there. And again, the Malchus has been empowered with Mishpat, which it received from Hashem. When all the Yidden, before they go to sleep, say, B'yodcho afkidruchi, we're empowering Hashem. We're telling Hashem, we're giving over the Mishpat to you, Hashem. You're the only one who can do Mishpat at this point in time. V'yoredes b'koyach ha-mishpat b'chol ha-oylamoy satachtoinim. And this Malchus, this Shechina, goes down into all the underworlds. Oylamois hatachtoinim, underworld, with that mishpat that it has now, umevareres birurim imke aklipois, and it sorts out, it extracts sparks of kedusha from within the depths of the klipois, kol zman hashena, throughout the time that religious good Jews are supposed to be sleeping, which is ad chatzois halayla, the first part of the night. You know, it's up to midnight. From Tseis HaKoychovim, you know, or as close to that as possible, up to midnight. Ki Malchus hi cherev noikemes. Because we know the Zohar HaKodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah refer to the Malchus as a cherev noikemes, an avenging sword. The Malchus is dina de Malchus adina. It's din, it's mishpat. And therefore, that's what gives it the power to go into the Sitra Achra, because the Sitra Achra is the left side. The Sitra Achra is also Mishpat Din. So this Mishpat of Kedusha, the Malchus of Kedusha, goes into the Malchus of the Sitra Achra as like paratroopers going behind enemy lines to try to rescue from there whatever sparks of Kedusha can be taken out on a night-by-night basis. Ki balaylo ikur habirur alidei b'chinas malchus, because the Sifrei Kabbalah stress that at nighttime the main birur is done only via the malchus, via the shechina, shi b'chinas emuna. Another word for malchus is emuna. B'chinas shame, it's also called shame. Baruch shame kevoid malchus le'olam v'od. Ki b'chinas hashem levad, because kaviyochel, the name of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, the Shechin of Hashem, is the one that goes at night alone to sort out these birurim. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, nafshi ivisicho balayla, my soul craves you at nighttime. And we know that the ikar tavas hanefesh digdusha hu lebechinas Hashem. And the main desire and craving of the soul is for the name of Hashem, for the shame. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, l'shimcha u'lezichrecha ta'avas nefesh. Our soul craves the shame Hashem, the zecher of Hashem. So again, Rav Nosson Zalt, in this section, he's connecting the terminology that's used in the Zohar Kodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to Malchus, Shechina, Shame, Nefesh. All of those are one path. And he's showing how they are the ones who operate at nighttime, you know, going on the rescue mission to try to rescue the sparks of Kedusha that can be rescued.